1. Begin transmission.
Woo doodly. What am I doing? Well, obviously I'm drinking tea. And it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always, always, without fail, begins. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your extraordinarily dubious chairman. And what dubious goals am I trying to achieve today? Well, a little bit of the same old stuff. I'm still thinking about musical instruments, making musical instruments, specifically building, you know, cigar box guitar type instruments, or instruments made out of cookie tins, or fruitcake tins, as is the case with what I'm doing today. I'm getting really close to finishing my latest musical instrument. I don't know what to call it. I guess it's some kind of guitar. And I've been talking about this for a while. It's my fruitcake tin that I have bolted a neck to. And it's getting really close to being finished. Instead of installing a tailpiece, as I sort of originally wanted to do, and I could still do this, I just went ahead and I put 3 nails in the end of the neck, which is, you know, screwed to the can. And so I just, you know, drilled some pilot holes, and then I drove 3 nails in there about, 4 millimeters apart. And I think that's going to work. It's going to have to, because I've got no patience to do any more. But, you know, if I do order some parts, if I order some parts for some other projects, I might get a tailpiece for this, the kind like my Zook has. I haven't really decided, and I haven't spent too much time looking for parts. And I got to finish this up before I start working on my other sort of secret project, which really isn't all that secret. I have this idea in my head that I want to make an electric guitar. I want to make basically a solid body cigar box guitar. And I realize that that seems contradictory because cigar box guitars are hollow. Cigar boxes are hollow. They're not solid, but basically I'm just going to get a fretted 3-string cigar box guitar neck, and I'm just gonna, and there's the chunk I could use right over there. Or what I was gonna say is I'm just gonna, you know, screw this onto some chunk of wood, and I do have some random chunks of wood out in my garage, and there's one right over there in the laundry room. I could actually use that. It's just about the right thickness. It's the right shape. Well, it's just a rectangle. If I do this, I will cut an interesting shape for the body of the guitar. And I'm thinking something that kind of looks like a Vox Phantom. Have you ever seen a Vox Phantom? Vox made guitars. I don't know if they still do. And, you know, back when there was only 2 or 3 shapes of guitars, the Vox company created a couple of interesting guitars, one of which was the Phantom, which is not shaped like any other guitar, and I can't really describe the shape. It's just sort of, it doesn't have any horns, there's no bouts. It's just this sort of amorphous blob, but it's not really a blob. You can tell that there is shape there, you know, it's intentional. And I'm trying to think what classic dudes have played Vox Phantoms, and I can't really think of any. Did Captain Sensible play a Vox Phantom in The Damned sometimes? I don't know. Look that up. Look up Captain Sensible or The Damned or just Vox Phantom. It's a cool looking guitar, and so I'm thinking I might make it kind of that shape. And I saw something else. When I was looking at parts the other day online, I saw this tailpiece that I really want, and it was really cheap. It was like less than 10 bucks. Did I mention this before the other day? It's like a Telecaster tailpiece, except it's for only 3 strings. And it's so cool, I can't stand it. And they come in black. So I think I want that. It was less than 10 bucks. No, the black one, the chrome one was like $9.40. And I think the black one was like $12.50 or something like that. But still, close enough. About 10 bucks. And I saw some tuners I wanted that were black. And I thought, God, you know, that's going to be cool. And I'll make a cool, dirty guitar. Just the most hacky thing. But I want to make this guitar such that people are afraid of it. I want to take this guitar out of a case, and I want people to go, oh my God, I'm not going anywhere near that thing. That looks like bad news. That looks like voodoo. That looks like Satan. I want people to be scared. Yes, I have some bizarre ideas sometimes. And I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to find some chunk of wood or something, or maybe recycled plastic. Who the hell knows? And I think I will decoupage it. I think I will cover it in things like Joss paper and fireworks labels and perhaps a couple of morbid things. You know, I think some skull and crossbones need to be on here somewhere. So, you know, there might be some skulls. Maybe put some ghost money on it. I want people to really question what the hell this thing is. I want people to, you know, to cower. And then I'll plug it in and then I will kick out the jams, melon farmer. So that's the general plan. But first I got to finish up this current project. And we are really close. We're really close to having this done. And I'm pretty sure this will be finished in the next day or two. So, you know, be sure to tune in this Saturday to see if the thing got completed. Because I'll work on it a little bit today, and then, what else do I need to do on it? I think it'll, yeah. So I'm predicting I'll have it mostly finished by like Friday night, and I'll probably be able to play it by Saturday. So be sure to tune in to Saturday's Dubious Goals Committee for the debut of my new musical instrument, which is made out of a fruitcake tin. And so it's gonna sound awesome. I'm super excited about it. Yes, I am. And if I didn't mention it, I'm trying to talk my friend Brian into building some cigar box guitars with me. Why Brian, of all people? Brian doesn't play guitar. He hates electric guitars and blah, blah, blah. Brian really likes industrial music. He likes the hard stuff. He's not into guitars. But he has a kid, and his kid is really into music. And so I sort of sold Brian on this idea by telling him, you know, maybe we should build some instruments for your kid, which is much cheaper than buying them. And this is a good idea because Brian has some tools that I do not have. He's got a table saw, which would come in really handy. And I wonder if he has a dado blade for it, because that would really make our lives much, much easier. And I wonder if he has a router. I should email him. Do you have a router? Because if he has a router, then we can, you know, grind our own necks down. We wouldn't necessarily have to buy necks if we were doing fretless guitars, and I don't know, what would the kid want? Does the kid want acoustic and electric? The kid wants strictly solid body electric, or does the kid want acoustic? I don't know. There's a lot of options. The kid plays cello, so the kid is used to a fingerboard, not necessarily a fretboard, but it's not hard to, you know, adapt. I mean, the kid's learning the hard part first. You know, learning to play on a fingerboard is more difficult than a fretboard, because when you're on a fingerboard, you have to hit the note exactly, and you have to know right where that is, and there's no marks to tell you where that mark is on the fingerboard. And that's why we have frets. Frets are lazy. You just have to put your finger anywhere behind the fret and you will get the right note. You know, as long as you're putting the finger on the right fret. And so if you're not familiar with guitars, basically you can categorize guitars into three different categories. And in other ways too, but right now we're just going to talk about the bodies. You have your basic hollow body guitar, which is the kind of guitar you think about when you think of like an acoustic guitar. They have a hollow wooden box, that's what makes the sound louder, blah blah blah. It's a hollow body. Then you have the solid body, and this is an electric guitar. Since an electric guitar is meant to be plugged in, it doesn't have to sound like anything, so you don't have to build a hollow box for it to, you know, amplify sound, because you're going to amplify the sound electronically. So electric guitars have solid bodies. That's just a solid piece of wood with some pickups in it. You plug it in, suddenly you're loud. And then there's the semi-hollow body. And these are generally electric guitars that have a hollow body, but they're not as thick as an acoustic guitar. And you've seen guitars like this. Gretsch, the company Gretsch makes semi-hollow body guitars. You've seen them. Everybody likes to play them. Ted Nugent likes to play one. The guy in Bow Wow Wow, and, you know, obviously Adam and the Ants, and the guy in what's the name of the band? Swords of the Thousand Men. Ten Pole Tudor. These are popular for certain types of music, like rockabilly. My friend Lash, the rockabilly king, he of course has a semi-hollow body Gretsch, among other guitars. Everybody needs a Gretsch at some point. And so when it comes to cigar box guitars, you can sort of do the same thing. You can just bolt a neck to a box and string it up, and you have an acoustic cigar box guitar, a hollow body, because that box is hollow. And then if you are so inclined, you can put a pickup in this, you know, cigar box and plug it into an amplifier, and now you have a semi-hollow body, although it's really just a hollow body with a pickup in it. It's the same concept. And then there's the bizarre idea. What if you had a cigar box but you threw it away? Instead, you just take a plank of wood and you stick your neck on it. That, my friends, is an electric guitar. That is a solid body guitar. And so I'm thinking about doing this. And I'm thinking, how do I want to do this? Yeah, neck. What do I want to use for a piece of wood? Yeah, I got plenty of scraps laying around here. Just whatever. I could go dumpster diving and find some, you know, 2x12 that was used to make a staircase, and I could, you know, cut something out of that, which is an idea. And that's probably the idea I'm going to go with. Like I said, I'm still thinking about it. But I want to do it because, oh man, that would be so cool. Especially if it was three string, you know, dirty cigar box style. Regular guitar players would see it and shy away. Oh my god, it looks so weird and strange. It looks like some kind of weird voodoo curse. It is. So now I gotta start finding some parts. And then I gotta find somebody to buy the parts for me. You know, And I'm still thinking, maybe I should make a bunch of these. Because I'm thinking, you know, if I built, and I haven't exactly done the math, but I'm estimating, if I built like 4 cigar box guitars and sold 3 of them, that would pay for mine. Actually, I wouldn't even have to sell that many. If I built 3, I could sell 2, and that would pay for mine. And so, geez, maybe that's what I'll do, but that does, of course, require a greater cash outlay at the beginning. It's kind of a gamble. How long will it be before I sell the guitars and get my money back and blah, blah, blah? Should I take the risk? Should I take the gamble? I don't know. And then what would I build? You know, would they be electric? Would they be acoustic? And building electric ones costs more because all the electronics costs more than all the rest of the guitar put together. I mean, you can make a cigar box guitar for $40, and that's buying a fretted neck. Then once you put some electronics in it, you know, that's another $80 or more, $150 for an EQ and a pickup and a jack and maybe some other circuitry. Then you got to build an amp if you don't have one laying around. But I did see something cool, and I think I mentioned it before. CB Giddy has an amp kit that's pretty much already put together. All the electronics are put together for you. All you need to do is find a box to put it in and install it in the box, and you have an amplifier. And what do they want for that? Like $39 or $36? And that's about what those electronic parts would cost you. The pot is $5. The chip is a few bucks. You'd have to put it on a board, and all the labor and the wire and extraneous little connectors and stuff that you'd have to buy. You're spending $40 right there. And that doesn't even include the time. Now I can build one of these in, you know, 2 hours, but a lay person doing it for the first time, it might take them, you know, a week of working on it for, you know, half an hour to an hour a day. You know, we're talking 4 or 5, maybe 6 hours. But with this convenient kit, you can just drop it into a box and rock. I'm thinking about getting one of those. I want the Telecaster tailpiece so badly. You've heard me mention it before, and I'm going to mention it again. I like Telecasters. I don't have a problem with Stratocasters. I don't have a problem with Les Pauls. I think those are also great guitars. But there's something about Telecasters that I really like, and I can't really put my finger on what that is per se. But I don't know. It's the whole bridge pickup thing. Single coil bridge pickup. That's the other thing. I'm putting humbuckers in my electric guitars. Humbuckers. Do not go single coil. I covet a Telecaster, like the one that guy has in the Georgia Satellites, or the guys in Smoking Popes. Yeah, remember the Smoking Popes? Maybe you don't. But, the reason I was reminded of the Smoking Popes is last night the movie Clueless was on. You know that stupid movie with Brittany Murphy? Poor Brittany Murphy. And Alicia Silverstone. She went psycho. And Brendan, what's his name? It's a stupid movie. Paul Rudd is in it. Dan Hedaya. It's a dumb movie, but it was on the other night. I'm like, oh, Clueless is on. I want to watch this. And I turned to it, and I realized, no, I don't want to watch this. I hate Alicia Silverstone. This is a terrible movie. Why did I think I want to watch this? And then I remembered, oh, yeah. During the end credits of the movie, they play a song by the Smoking Popes called Need You Around. And this was probably my favorite Smoking Popes song. And one thing I do love about the Smoking Popes is both guitar players played Telecasters. And their bass player has a Fender. Was it a P bass? No, is it a J bass? Is it a jazz bass? No. I can't remember. You know what we're going to have to do? I think we're going to have to listen to the Smoking Popes right now. Smoking Popes, a great post-punk or pop-punk band. I love these guys. They're not screwing around on guitars. There's no stupid guitar licks, or there's no deedly-deedly metalhead crap. They're just grinding the chords out as this guy sort of sings melodically through the song. It's so awesome. or we're just going to have to listen to it.
I love these guys because they get their complexity not from, you know, riffs or fancy guitar solos. They get their complexity through the chord progression itself. So this isn't just a three chord or a two chord stupid punk song. It's kind of got a really nice chord progression to it. And these guys are just hauling away on these chords. And then the guitar solo itself, when it comes, it's just a truncated version of the melody. It's a beautiful thing. So let's do this right now. Let's listen to the Smoking Popes with their song, Need You Around. I love this song so much. You're gonna dig it too, I think, especially if you like Telecasters, like I do. Okay, give it to me, baby. Give me some music. I want music. Where's my Smoking Popes? How do I work this thing? Oh, there it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Smoking Popes, Need You Around. That is how you do it, people. Kids, if you're listening, this is the kind of band you need to start today.
I cannot begin to explain to you how fun it is to be in this kind of band. It's not hard. It's super easy. It's super fun. You just get some other people with guitars, find a bass player, and obviously there's some kid somewhere in your neighborhood who plays drums. And this is what you do. You just play chords and you just wail into them. And then you find somebody to sing and you write some songs. It's easy to write songs. They just write words and they rhyme and you can think of anything you want. Start a band. Oh, I can't start a band. I don't have any guitars. Okay, one. Tell your parents to buy you a guitar. Walk up to your parents and say, I need a Telecaster. They will say no. Continue to pester them. And then say, after they're starting to get mad, no, you can't have a guitar. They cost $1,200. Then say, well, can I have $100 to build my own guitar? They will say yes. And then you get a cigar box and you order a neck. Build your own guitar. Because I'll tell you something right now, you will get more respect with a homemade guitar. Other people will think you are cooler because you are playing a guitar that you made yourself. And the more it looks like a piece of junk, the better. Because then real guitar guys will come up to you and tell you how cool you are for having such a cool guitar and making such cool music out of it. And that's why you don't have to be a very good musician. Because cool goes a long way. A long way. Oh, I cannot emphasize that enough. Also, as another bit of research, and I'm talking to you, DJ Music Squirrel, get on YouTube, look up the Smoking Popes, and check out their song called Punk Band. It is all about how fun it is to be in a punk band. And believe me, it is super fun. I've done it myself. And you can, you know, then look up other punk bands if you want. But I do enjoy the Smoking Popes, and I hope everybody here did too. Got that nice grindy sound. We got that bass player just doing, you know, easy runs back and forth between the chords. Piece of cake. I can teach anybody to do that in about half an hour. I should start a music school. Tobe's Music School for Cool People Only. No dorks allowed. And that solo. Right when you expect somebody to, like a metalhead, to rip into a diddly diddly doodly 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 diddly doodly doodly solo. No, we don't get that. We get a nice, stylistic, melodic guitar solo that is just following the melody that the singer was singing. In that nice, completely overdriven and distorted bridge pickup Telecaster sound. Wow, 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 wow. That was so cool. This is such a, you know, I have been watching a little bit of metal lately, and you know, these guys are always, it's like, okay, yeah, that's nice and technically proficient, but that it doesn't say anything to me. It just, you know, if somebody did that on a piano, just went diddly 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 diddly, you wouldn't be impressed if they did it on a piano. Why are people impressed when they do it on guitars? I don't know. It makes no sense to me. So this is just more evidence that you don't have to be technically proficient. You don't have to be an expert. You just have to be able to play three chords. Or four or five, if you want to be in the Smoking Popes. But we can talk all about that later, because it is time for me to bolt. Yes, it is. You've been listening to The Dubious Guitar Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I urge you to pick up some kind of musical instrument and start a band. Or build a guitar. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Bye. る効力が